Look at this.
All those years in the big city, we finally got out. We're living the dream.
Maybe it is a dream.
Then everything just blew up. Big flash, like a pink light. Or actually, I don't even know what color it was. It wasn't like any color I'd ever seen before. It
looks like a meteorite. And it's radioactive. I mean, it's from space, right?
Meteorites are generally no more dangerous than ordinary rocks.
How can something that big just disappear? Did you plant those?
No.
Ward, come here for a sec.
Oh, God.
What are you doing?
Shh. It's talking to me.
Who's talking to you?
A man in the well.
Today we're going to do a film review of Color Out of Space by the director Richard Stanley. Of course, a movie based on H.P. Lovecraft's nightmarish, atheist, nihilistic, magical channeling of the demons and aliens. And if you're following, if you've been a subscriber to this great show, you'll know that I am doing a four-part series. You don't necessarily have to listen to each part, nor do you need to listen to them in order. Part one was about cognitive models. That's the scientific nerd speak for why symbolism works, how this alien thing could come into fruition just through intention and showing us depicting them in fictional works. Part two was about H.P. Lovecraft. Who was he? Turns out he wasn't a good guy. Well, maybe he was. Maybe he's a great guy. He just had a couple character flaws. And this is part three. The 2019 film Color Out of Space, starring the great Nicolas Cage. And then part four. The next one will be about the film called The Fourth Kind, which will wrap it up. And all four shows are related. So isn't that fun? And like I said, and shout out to Ken Amy, guest on the show. He hooked it up. He was able to hook up me to watch this film. I believe it is now available on Amazon. You know, because it came out of the theaters, I was very excited to see it. But lo and behold, no theaters near me. So I had to find alternative means to watch it. But I believe it is now on Amazon. Now, who is H.P. Lovecraft? I've got a whole show on it. And, you know, I'd read Lovecraft's works if I could. It's very much in my wheelhouse of interest. But I've tried a couple times, and it's difficult. Peter Lavenda talked about him before many times. He's a great influence to occultists, because they like a lot of his ideas. And I covered Lovecraft's Dunwich Horror from the 70s. I covered that film back in September 2019. I'll put the link in the show notes. And that film will also be getting a remake. Apparently it wasn't enjoyed by many. I liked it. I thought it was good. But let's talk about this film. Color Out of Space. Now, the main character is a female named Lavinia Gardner. Curious name, right? Gardner reminds me of Gerald Gardner from Wicca. But Lavinia, they show her, she's got these triangle-shaped hair pieces, pentagram foot tats. She's doing rituals out in the woods, as one does. And in case I forget, I'm going to put the images. I captured a bunch of images from the film that I'll put on my social feeds, social media feed links in the show notes, Instagram at Isaac Weishaupt, Twitter at Illuminati Eyes, Facebook Isaac Weishaupt, or Illuminati Watcher, the page as well. So many options for you. I will put, but definitely on Instagram. I definitely put them all on Instagram. So, and I try to get them on Twitter. It's kind of more cumbersome, but I'll do it for you. Now, yeah, so homegirl, she's doing rituals out in the woods, having a good time. And later you see that her window, in fact, is a triangle as well. And it's all very relevant here because Nicolas Cage, as you know, has a tomb out in New Orleans. A town full of voodoo and magic. And it's a pyramid, right? He's a strange guy. But he's got a pyramid-shaped tomb that he already bought for himself. And I should note that this character is played by Madeline Arthur, who was in The Magicians, a show I talked about in the past. Because it was part of the influence of a generation, you know, because you had Harry Potter. And then when the kids get a little older, you got The Magicians. It's a grown-up Harry Potter. Now we find out she's a witch, Lavinia Gardner, which makes sense based on her name. But she wants to drink water out of plastic bottles instead of the well, which isn't very woke. And she wants to eat fast food from McDonald's, so none of that adds up. But it plays into the story, right? It's essential to the story. It doesn't make a lot of sense to me how someone who's out there worshiping Mother Nature is drinking water from plastic bottles still and eating GMO-laced fast food from McDonald's. Nicolas Cage, of course, has a great quote. He says, "The dream you dream alone is a dream. The dream you dream together is reality." Well said. Now, on the show, on the movie, there's a character, this hydrologist fella, and he is wearing a jacket that has an all-seeing eye. And like I said, I'm going to put the images on the feeds. You can check it out for yourself. But it also has an H on it. And if you did not know, H plus is the symbol for transhumanism. That is the idea that mankind will use technology to evolve oneself to the next stage. So the hydrologist shows up. He's going to check out the water. And he is led to this this cabin out in the woods where Tommy Chong is hanging out. His character's name is Ezra. And he's a shaman. He's a shaman of the woods. Then, of course, we have this meteorite that happens. This meteorite hits the earth out on Nicolas Cage's property. And it draws in lightning bolts. And Lavinia is admiring its beauty. But then it disappears. Now, of course, it draws in the lightning bolts because that is symbolic of Lucifer. Fell like lightning from the heavens, they say. Oh.
Mayor Tuma. Sheriff Pierce, thank you for coming.
This better be worth my time.
I am so sorry about the smell. Can you smell it?
I don't smell anything.
Like somebody lit a dog on fire. Well, anyway, that was my front yard.
Careful, it's still hot.
All right, thanks. Something metallic down here.
What the hell happened here?
Well, it was last night. I was in bed with my wife, and it was the first time that we, you know, since the operation, and then there was this boom, like a sonic boom and a big flash, like a pink light. Or actually, I don't even know what color it was. It wasn't like any color I'd ever seen before, and then everything just blew up or fell from the sky.
What are you doing here?
Think this is a result of your little ritual yesterday?
If only.
So, of course, there's all these subtle symbols and images showing us the path of the initiate to the wisdom of Lucifer. So this meteorite shows up, everyone starts acting a little funky. Like, for instance, mom's in the kitchen, she's cutting the carrots and lops her fingertips off, doesn't miss a beat. And at this point in the film, we know something is wrong. The boy is talking to a man in the well. Attack this. There's going to be plot spoilers. Sorry, didn't tell you that before. That should be assumed at this point. But yeah, there's going to be plot spoilers here. But if you choose not to watch the film, let me try to fill you in on the characters. Nicolas Cage is like a father, and he's got the family out in the woods. And the boy, the son, he's talking to a man in the well. But previously, Nick Cage says that there are stars in the well. So what's happening here? What's that all about? Well, I got some ideas on it. Let's see what you think. The boy talking to the man in the well, we're seeing connections of macro with the micro. Right? Because Nick Cage says that there are stars in the well. So he's talking to the stars in the well. Under Earth, the macro and the micro are connected. That's the hermetic axiom, as above, so below connection. That's why the magicians think that they can steer the will, they can create reality by communicating with the cosmos. And at the beginning, if you recall, in the film, the boy has these interests in black holes and the fallen rock and the well with the stars now. He is the magician of sorts. Now, Ezra, Tommy Chong, he reveals that the aliens came in on this meteorite, on this rock. And he says something interesting about inversion with a little bit of as above, so below, if you know what to listen to for. Take a listen.
Exactly am I supposed to be listening to?
The people under the floor, dude. The aliens. They're there.
Well, yeah, it is strange. But it's probably geothermal activity or magnetic distortion, something like that.
They came on the rock.
Look, no offense, Ezra, but that's pretty out there.
You don't get it, do you? It's not out there, it's in here. It's in the static, it's in the moisture. Up is down, fast is slow. What's in here is out there. What's out there is in here now. Comprendo?
Look, why don't you think about getting out of here for a while? I'm gonna be back tomorrow. I have some more equipment with me. I'm sure it'll all make more sense in the morning.
Morning? Dude, it's already morning.
So that should put you on the right path of understanding what's going on in the mind of H.P. Lovecraft and in the film. But then Nick Cage, he gets this accent out of nowhere. And this is indicative of possession, which if you read up on ufology and such, you'll know that it's very similar. Possession and of demons versus abduction from aliens. And then you'll also notice that he falls asleep on the couch and he's watching stuff about climate change on TV, and we see that he's been drinking the water, and the water is what has this the purple stuff that's spreading across the land. But on the TV itself, you'll see, and I caught this on the screen grab, there's an X on this screen. This is the mark of the beast. This is what it's all about, folks. Kenneth Grant started the Typhonian OTO, summoning Typhon or Nodens from the abyss. And in his teachings, the fused O and the X are what summons the Antichrist, the mark of the beast, Typhon. summons Typhon or Nodens from the abyss. Now Lavinia, our young witch, she sees all this chaos and she says, you know what's the best thing right now? Let's get out that old Necronomicon and do some rituals to call demons, demonic aliens, and Cthulhu. Now seems like a good time for that. And she is carving the word solve on her hand with a pentagram on her chest. All these Illuminati symbols. Surely Richard Stanley knows what he's doing. So what she's trying to do here to decode this, she's trying to disintegrate, to separate. That's what the solve is. That is what you see on the forearm of the Baphomet as well. He has, or it has, solve and coagula to separate and to join together. She is seeking to disintegrate, to separate. And you'll find out at the end what it's all about. And of course she has the pentagram, you know what that means. But Mom, she gets zapped by that purple punch and she starts reabsorbing. She's coagulating the son, the autistic son. It's very horrific to watch. And at this point, you know, time starts getting thrown out of whack. There's energy fields being distorted everywhere. And Nicolas Cage, with his crazy accent, he can't get the car to start. So now they're all stuck on the property. And, you know, like I said, everything's unfolding into pure madness. The alpacas are fusing together into this giant abomination that Nick Cage has to put down. Mom's tragically shifting into this new entity. You know, the film's very, very bleak. Of course it is, because Lovecraft is a nihilist. It's very sad and horrific at the same time. Everything descends into madness as the sun gets sucked into the well, where Nick Cage earlier talked about how the stars were in there. But the sun said he was talking to the man in the well, and he gets pulled into it. And we find out that this is a sort of a portal, okay? I believe this to be the entrance to the abyss that Lavinia opened up, messing around with the magic, messing around with the Necronomicon, doing spells out in the woods this whole time. It's the dangers of magic manifesting on the screen. Now, as the movie goes along, Nick Cage gets better and better. Of course he does. But then he starts losing it. He starts catching bodies. He kills his wife. And because the wife at this point is a hybrid with the child. And these hybrid entities fused together are very reminiscent of John Carpenter's film The Thing, which I will be doing a show on. I'm doing a show on the Carpenter trilogy at some point here. The Thing being... how do I put this? The Thing is based on a UFO crashing in Antarctica, and the alien biological entity thing is fusing together everything. It's trying to sort of regain life in the body of other elements. So Nicolas Cage, Nick the Rampage Cage, he's walking around with a shotgun, and the sheriff shows up and puts a hole in him because he thinks Nick Cage is going to shoot Lavinia, his own daughter. When in all reality, when you watch the film, you can't tell. Maybe he was aiming it towards the well and the purple punch coming out of it. We can't really tell. But things get really real when the sheriff and the hydrologist go down to Tommy Chong's cabin, the shaman. And he has a recording of what this is all about playing on loop. While the colors bust out of his pineal gland. Of course, the all-seeing eye, the pineal gland, wisdom. And this is, of course, when I talked about Lovecraft, I talked about how he was sort of the antithesis to Crowley. Crowley thought magic could be used to better enlighten man, to evolve man into God. Lovecraft viewed it negatively, as this was going to be bringing forth demonic energies that were going to take out mankind. And the pineal gland references the enlightenment of man. So what's happening here? It seems that this is a sort of combination of the two. Yes, in fact, it's opening up the third eye. Unfortunately, it's the purple punch. It's going to kill us all. Then Lavinia's pineal gland shows the hydrologist a glimpse into the hellish world that this thing is from. And then she summons the color from the well. It connects up to the atmosphere, showing us, depicting, as above, so below. And then she disintegrates into it. This is what she was trying to do. That's why she carved Solve into her arm, like the goat with the boobs. She wants to disintegrate, to separate into this nothingness. Pure nihilism.
You in there? I'm going in.
Sucking the life out of everything. It came down in the rocks.
Ezra?
It lives in the well. It grew down there.
Ezra?
Poisoning everything. Changing everything. Into something like the world it came from. Into what it knows. We all know what's coming. But we can't give it away. It's got everything that lives. They all drunk the water.
Then the hydrologist, he's confronted by Nick Cage, and he is hiding in the crawl space just before the color annihilates Nick Cage, and the screen fades to white. Now, in the denouement, we see the post-apocalyptic scene of white ash as the hydrologist ascends from his underground crawl space tomb. This is where all the symbolism ties together. The H+, the transhumanism on his jacket, indicates he is the evolved man. He's now carrying the alien intelligence. He peers into the well, the abyss, where the alien energies came from, and the camera fades out onto the new world devoid of all life because the magician summoned the demonic entities and the hydrologist is the evolved man. The transhuman. It shows him later after the event in a normal looking world, telling us human science can't possibly explain what happened.
There are only a few of us that remember the strange days now. What touched this place cannot be quantified or understood by human science. It was just a color out of space. A messenger from realms whose existence stuns the brain and numbs us with the gulfs that it throws open before our frenzied eyes.
It shows his all-seeing eye, and then he says it's just a color from outer space, a messenger from another world. So there you have it. It's a very clear tale about mankind evolving through alien intelligences. Alien intelligence manifested through magic spells, through scientific pursuits. It's dangerous, yet necessary for mankind to evolve. That's what they believe. And like I've said before, if you want to know more about Lovecraft, his connections to the occult, listen to my show on that. If you want to digest the four-part series, start out with the Cognitive Model Show, then listen to H.P. Lovecraft's show. Now you've heard this one, Color Out of Space, and our next and final episode will be about The Fourth Kind, the film. So be prepared for that. Stay subscribed. And like I said, go to the show notes and check out the social media links. Like and subscribe. Instagram at Isaac Weishaupt. I'm going to post those images from this film. You can see what I'm talking about. And until next time, stay woke.